Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go. A little three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Hoff, you'll have to play the part of BT today. We always like getting you involved anyway, but with no BT, he is out sick. I'll have you to bounce the stuff off of. Before we even get into that, I was just telling you before, I'm a text thread deleter. I delete them immediately, even if it is from my wife. So I was trying to look back and see the exact words that she said yesterday, and then I found it with the picture of Sammy, you know, going pot. Quote, a duty bomb for your birthday, and then like 18 exclamation points. I mean, that was legit. And it was like 10 minutes after we found out that we lost the Emmy. Now, on that same topic, Hoff, number one, as an adult, have you ever had an accident in your pants?
Yes.
Now, do you know why I'm asking you this question?
I do.
Okay. It was meant to be the three of us together, but no. Okay, so you want to expound on that? Or
not really.
Okay. So BT, just to show you how sick, in fact, he is, he was telling us, was that yesterday or 2 days ago?
That was 2 days. That was Monday.
Monday. So he has legitimately been sick. Like, we're not kidding. He's out sick today, and he wanted me to make sure I got that across to the audience, so I'm doing that. He has been so sick that he was even, when he's telling, he's like, man, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's going on, before he went to the doctor. And he said that he, in fact, now he went into to more detail, but that he had an accident as an adult. I don't really recall it. Not that I feel like I might have, but I don't remember. But either way, it happens. Like, it's not, and I mean, like, not like a 70 plus year old adult, you know, where you have to get into the potential depends and things like that. Dove, have you gone that area yet at all?
No comment.
Okay.
The last time I recall, the only time I really remember it actually happening, which is terrible, I was about to go to a flight, of course, to Disney. But this was, this is when Anthony was like, barely, you know, maybe like 9 months old or whatever it was.
Your youngest.
Yes. Okay. And we legitimately, like, my father was over, going to take us to the airport, and I don't know what happened. Like, I went outside, and, like, I was like, oh, wait, this is not right. And then it was like, I'm scrambling to, like, get changed, and I was like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. No big deal.
I just want to change my pants right now.
Why are those boxers in the garbage? All right, so it would have been better if BT were here, but I wanted to get that out of the way. And also, just make sure
we can bring this up back up tomorrow.
No, okay. All right, the second one here. Favorite, we didn't do this at all yesterday. Robert Redford obviously passed away. Favorite Robert Redford movie. For me, like, when I think of Robert Redford, I know everybody's saying The Natural, and that would be one of them. And I know he has an extensive IMDb and resume, one of the great actors. Like, I think of two movies, The Natural and Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore, who even in 1993 as a young kid, like, I remember that movie having a big impact on me. You remember that movie at all, Hoff, Indecent Proposal?
I do. He was in that?
Yeah. What? He was the guy who offered you know what it was about?
I know exactly what it was about, but I didn't realize he was in that. Yeah, I'm looking right now. I don't see it.
Yeah, he was the one who offered Demi Moore's husband in the movie the money to be able to spend the night with her. as I clean it up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was the indecent proposal. I remember that movie. Man, I remember being, 93, I was what, 11 years old, 12, whatever it was.
Look at that. He is in that movie.
Did you watch the movie?
I did, but it was a long time ago. I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever seen a movie with him before.
With Robert Redford?
Yeah, I'm looking through the list. I don't recognize any of them.
The Natural?
Didn't watch it.
Dove? Big Robert Redford guy or no?
I may have seen Sundance Kid.
Neither of you two? This is where we definitely need BT. I mean, I'm assuming he's seen some Robert Redford movies, no?
I got to be honest, the most I've ever seen of him is that gif on Twitter of the guy, like, nodding his head, who I thought was, like, some random dude in, like, an Old Spice commercial. You know?
Wow.
I didn't even know it was Robert Redford.
Well, Indecent Proposal and The Natural would be it for me. All right, last one. And, Hoff, I've been sitting on this one for a while now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because this was specifically for you. You were out last Wednesday. You were going to you weren't sick, but you had to go to the doctors last Wednesday.
Yes.
We're falling apart here on the BT and Sal show. If someone called you the wrong name, would you let it go or would you correct them?
Multiple occurrences this has happened, and it depends on the situation.
It happened last week.
Yes, it did.
And you didn't correct the person.
Well,
and you came and complained to me and BT about it.
Yes, because in that situation, I didn't want to embarrass the person.
Yeah, but what's the embarrassment if he's calling you the wrong name? You say, dude, that's not my name.
Yeah, well,
you got the wrong guy.
He was with...
I'm not Fleegs.
He was with somebody else who he was trying to be a big shot to and trying to sell something.
Okay, fair enough. That happens all the time.
Yeah, well, guess what, dude? I mean, if I embarrass you there, why would I want to buy with you?
So you did the right thing and
I did
the
right
bullet.
Thing by shutting up. But it made me very upset because, first of all, I'm not Fliegelman.
Were you offended? Were you offended that he called you Fliegelman or just the
livid.
Wrong?
He was livid.
That's why I bring it up, Dove. Of course. What do you think? I remember. It would have been better if you were here last week. It would have been more fresh. But it did happen just a week ago.
Because here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
There's certain people that, you know, to your face are very nice and kind and say all this stuff. And every time I see this person, he acts like I'm his buddy.
But this is not just an individual thing. This is
it in general.
Yeah, you were called the wrong. Like if somebody called me, hey, BT or Carden, I've gotten that at times over the years. I'd be like, oh, well, it's Sal, actually. Caller's calling and be like, hey, BT, what's up? I'm like, oh, it's Sal. Like,
oh, my God, and I see you got pissed.
Right, but you have to correct them.
I can embarrass the caller. I can't embarrass that person in that spot.
I'm saying it's not embarrassing to be corrected.
That might be good for us in the future, sales-wise.
Was it worse because he said Fliegelman? Like, he's close.
No, I love Fliegelman.
Fliegelman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hoffman.
I love Fliegelman, so I'm not as upset that he called me. I'm happy he didn't call me somebody else.
Now, what happens the next time somebody calls you the wrong name? Fliegelman or whatever?
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, there was a host on our airwaves who could never pronounce my name properly.
Hoffman?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to name the host, but go ahead.
They used to call me Hoffman all the time.
Who?
And she would just always say Hoffman.
Did you say eventually it's spelled with an O, not an A, not a U?
No. I'm talking about a decade. A decade I let it go. and I still have
10 years?
Yes.
Who was it?
I can't tell her name.
Working at the Fan currently or the network?
I gave you all the hints I can give you.
All right, that does it for 3-yard cue. Thank you to Pete Hoffman, of course, for his contribution today with BT being out. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking really everything. Mets, Yanks. We've done a little Jets and Giants as well. Hector is in Washington Heights. Hector?
What's up, Sal? How you doing?
Good, Heck. How are you?
Not sure. I know one thing. I need you to stop making these stupid bets that you make that are not going to put you in a Phillies jersey. So now, wasn't it bad enough you were in a Braves jersey and you got that evidence going around. Now you're going to be in a Phillies jersey.
Yeah, Phillies uniform. I'll be in a Phillies uniform. By the way,
not just a Phillies uniform, Chase Utley. Jeez, Sal.
He picked it, dude. I was going to get a full pallet of Surfsides. I took one for the team. If the Mets won the division, and by the way, that's not my fault. That's their fault that they couldn't win that division. They couldn't even compete, let alone win it. We would have had a full case.
For the team. Actually, as an honorary member of the team, you offer me. Can I have one can of Surfside? Jeez.
Yeah, I got Surfside for you.
I got Pirates here. I got Pirates there. Where's the Pirates?
We would have had extra had the Mets won the division. They didn't. So now I'm running low on stock. And not only am I running low on stock, I got to dress up as Chase freaking Utley because that's what Clem from Surfside chose. So I'm not looking forward to it. What do you care? I'm the one who's got to dress up in a Phillies uniform.
Well, you think I don't hear about it too?
By the way,
I hear about it. Your buddy Sal. Your buddy Sal.
Let me just say real quick, Hector, before you get to your point, there is breaking news as it pertains to the Jets. Aaron Glenn has ruled Justin Fields out for the Week 3 matchup with the Bucs. So much more on that in a few minutes. Go ahead, Hector.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Same old Jets, same old Giants, same old New York sports for the most part. Hopefully, one day we'll break through. Could this be the year that everything becomes meaningless, like you said a little while ago, and continuously for these leagues, the regular season doesn't matter. Maybe football still does matter because it's such a short season. But we know that NBA regular season pretty much doesn't matter. We're getting there with baseball, and it drives me crazy as a competitor, right? It's like what you were talking about earlier. You're upset about the Emmy because you're a competitor. You're where you are because you're a competitor. So, of course, it's going to bother you so much if you want to joke. But listen, I'm sorry you lost, but we the listeners are winners because that poop story and the whole thing, like, you're nuts.
That's a true story. That's a true story. I know. That's what I get for my birthday duty bomb. I don't want that. I wanted the Emmy.
Incredible. But anyways, you brought something up, that I've been talking about on my blood doors and my spaces and all that stuff. And it's, what's going on with Mendoza and what we saw last year, we felt he had a feel for the game, and this year he's sticking to the script. And I've been asking people, why do we think that is? And the only thing I can think of, Sal, is when he's going by his gut. Maybe he was going by the gut early on in the season, and everybody's let him down. Pretty much every single pitcher. You got upset at me last time and hung up when I said, do we even trust Diaz? And then what happened Friday night? You ignored my test when I said, do we trust Diaz, right? So maybe it's so much these guys not coming through that he feels like, you know what? I got to stick to the script because then I don't have to answer some questions to the front office.
Right, I don't like that. That's exactly right, Hector. If you stick to the script, then you don't have to answer the questions, whereas, well, why'd you do this? He could just sit back and say, and thank you for the call, Hector. Up against the break here, but I appreciate your passion as always. Where if he could just say, well, I did what you were supposed to do. I did you guys wanted this. I did what I was supposed to do. It didn't work out, so I'm absolved. That I don't like. I'd rather him go against what he's supposed to do, whether it's going to be right or wrong. And he's managed too much by the numbers or by the script, whereas last year it was quite the opposite, and he had success to it. I think Mendy's been tight here. And back to your point, I not only ignored your text because it was Friday night and I don't want to be bothered with the aggravation, or Saturday, whenever it was, that you're texting me about Diaz blowing the game. Because also, if you don't trust Diaz, like, who do you trust? Do I 100% trust Diaz? No, I don't trust Bednar. I don't trust anybody. Any closer, 100%. But Diaz is one of the best in the game. And if you can't trust him, then you've got major problems. All right, we'll come back, reset, down with the King topic of the day. While we continue with your calls on both the Mets and Yankees, obviously we're going to transition here to the news about the Jets and no Justin Fields. He's officially ruled out for Week 3. So we'll get to that on the other side, 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.